One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Attitude.
Praise the Lord. Who do you turn to? St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, from verse 22. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There is a due time. There's a due time. It might be in your office and you've not been promoted for 10 years. You watch your juniors go ahead of you. Humble yourself. He will exalt you in due time. When that due time comes, those 10 steps will not elude you. That he may exalt you in due time. We don't all journey through the same route. It doesn't mean first to start will be first to finish. One of the things you should be careful about in your life is the temptation to measure yourself with other people. Look at John. Read him. Let's go again to that portion we were reading. We'll read again verse 29. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. Ah! What an attitude. He must increase, but I must decrease. Jesus himself was humble. Did you read when he came to be baptized by John? The crowd came. Jesus was among them. When it got to Jesus' turn, the Holy Ghost descended on him. And John saw it by the Spirit and knew him, because that was the sign given to him of God to recognize Jesus. Then John stopped and said, Master, I'm the one who has need to be baptized of you. Dost thou come to me? And Jesus said, go ahead and baptize me. He said, for it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. We have to fulfill all righteousness. He said, go ahead and baptize me. Ha! So John would lay hands on Jesus? No. You know, I know there are people who compete about laying around and says, nope, this is my head. Only God has put his hand. Someone started to lay hands on him. So, oh, hey. Is it you? Hallelujah. Jesus said, go ahead. Let it be so. It's our responsibility to fulfill all righteousness. And was there and let John baptize him, dip him into the water, bring him out. Jesus. Hallelujah. There are things in the Word of God that sometimes I think some of us miss. Would you turn to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5? There's so much to gain in the Word of God. From verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them. Who's teaching? Jesus. He opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Notice, he didn't say the kingdom of God. He said here, the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit? Who are the poor in spirit? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is about a lifestyle and authority. It's about a lifestyle and authority. That's what the kingdom of heaven is about. It's about a lifestyle and authority. Now Jesus says, that life belongs to them. That authority belongs to them. The poor in spirit. The poor in spirit. And then he says, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven doesn't function in heaven, it functions in the earth. Now here are two things that can help you understand what is meant by the poor in spirit. One is that he said in spirit. And two, he said what belongs to them, the kingdom of heaven, which functions in the earth. The kingdom of heaven functions in the earth among human beings, physical beings, the spiritual beings, but they live in physical bodies. And yet these ones are poor in spirit. How then could the kingdom of heaven belong to them? The kingdom of heaven has come to us by Jesus Christ. We have become joint heirs with him. So in the realm of the spirit, we are absolutely wealthy. We've got wealth untold. We are absolutely wealthy. But then, we function in the earth. And in the earth, he's given us authority, meaning there's nothing that we can't get by the use of that authority. So how can you then be poor in spirit? Because in the realm of the spirit, you're rich. Then in the earth, you've got authority. You can get what you want. So how can you be poor in spirit? Very good. Look at Jesus. The Bible tells us he didn't seize upon his reputation as the Son of God, but laid down his glory. It tells us something about how we can, let me give you a simple example. Jesus, a rich young ruler came to him one time. You remember the story? A rich, that's the way the Bible describes him, a rich young ruler. That means a young prince. But he was rich. So the young man came to Jesus and said, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you know the commandments. Keep them and you shall live. He said, Which one? Because he had done something. He had lived right. So he said, Which one? And Jesus went, Thou shalt, and thou shalt, and thou shalt. When Jesus was through, the man said, All these have I kept from my youth. What else do I lack? Then Jesus said, All right, go and sell what you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Aha. Oh. The Bible says the man was sad and went away. What was that? What was Jesus saying? Was Jesus against what the man had? No. If that were it, he would have said it the first time. That wasn't a problem. Jesus wanted the man to have the kind of attitude that was, I want you. Nothing else can satisfy. Jesus said, go sell what you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. No, he didn't. He went away. He went away. He missed that chance. When Jesus is blessed are the poor in spirit. For such is the kingdom of heaven. It means those who have in spirit given up everything. You may see a lot with them, but they have counted all those things but dung. That's what Paul said. You've come to a point in your life where nothing matters. And everything you have is for the purpose of the kingdom of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing satisfies. Nothing is important to you. In spirit, you have given up those things. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy VI, 18 TY Danjuma Street, Dudolu Estate, off Ligalia Yorinde, Victoria Island, Lagos. Worship with us on Sundays, first service 7:15 a.m. or second service 9 a.m., Wednesdays 6:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.